love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, and I know you've been anxious to hear, so good news. I think 2 days early, but I've reached the 3% point of my 5-year goal to do 1 million jumping jacks. So I crossed that border within the last 15 minutes because I did a hike today. I haven't done, you know, longer ones that much lately, and so it actually fatigued me. It was 9 miles, and the problem is a half mile away from home, I stop and visit some people, and then maybe just over a tenth of a mile from home, I visited another couple out in their front yard for a while, and you know, after walking 9 miles, then starting again, it's kind of like, and of course, just before I get home, I have a hill. But anyway, so yeah. But I did it, and I came home. I was fatigued, but I was just shy at 3%, and I knew I wanted to have it done. So I did, just the typical 128 jumping jacks, and I've done it. So celebrate with me. Wonderful news. Also, I watched a short little video today because I've followed a little bit of it, the events in Myanmar, which I'm sure is something that most everybody is just on pins and needles about, because that part of the world obviously is the focus of so many, right? I'm sure most people have no idea where it is. Because there was the coup d'etat recently, and the military took over, and they've arrested a whole lot of people. And I don't know the reason why, but a bunch of people were released. And so this was just simply one of these video clips of showing the release. There was no dialogue, nothing in it. But I saw people. And these are people, family, loved ones, and so forth, and that reunion. These people don't look like me in a lot of ways, but oh, why did I recognize that? I recognize that embrace. Last time I did anything like that was with Julia. It's been a number of years ago. And I know this might come as a shock. I'm desirous of it. Especially with my wife, Dorothy Jane. I'm your husband. I committed my life to you. I'm still living it. I love you.